Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Nashville SC is back at it Sunday as they'll face Miami FC. That's at 7:30 p.m. The game will be broadcasted on 94.9. Pre-game will start at 7:15. So Nashville SC back on the pitch after falling to Orlando on Wednesday 3-1. So they're trying to get back in their winning ways. They collected points against Dallas in two straight matches, even recorded their first ever win, and they'll try to get back on that winning path starting Sunday night against Miami FC. That is a road game, correct, Chase? Are you working it?
No, it's a home game.
That is a home game, so that'll Sunday, be the first one.
Yep. Okay. We'll be here Sunday night.
So Sunday night, that'll be at Nissan?
Yep, be in the booth and be able to engineer that. That'll be fun.
All right. We will have another prize to give away. Oh, do we have another prize for this hour, or was that the
no,
prize?
No, the happy hour is the prize.
That was so hour. That was just tied
it's
into
a big
you
prize.
Just made the list.
I mean, you can't yes. That can't overshadow any other prizes right there. The happy hour with Chase, that's a huge thing. That's got to take center stage for an hour.
I would think so. That's a big prize.
We've got a lot of autographed pucks, Predators autographed pucks.
Yep.
In the 1 o'clock hour to give away, I mean, lots between trivia and birthday prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, a lot of autographed pucks.
It'll be good.
That should be a lot of fun.
I helped sort through
those. Gosh,
I'm
like looking at it. It's like the whole, roster. Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
There's a lot. Okay. So that'll be the final hour of the program where we will have trivia. We should have Tony Kemp here.
He's ready to go.
Just a moment.
He's ready
okay,
to go.
He is on the line with us. Let's say hello and good afternoon to former Commodore, now with the Oakland Athletics. We were just talking about him the other day with his an incredible slide back to third base. Tony, how the heck are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. It feels like history has always repeated itself with you guys.
By the way, take us through that game real quick against the Rangers. You were what, attempting to steal home?
No, it was the runners on first and third, chopper to third base, one out. I was going on contact, and
okay.
Frazier got the ball through home, had a little bit of a low throw, and once I saw that, I kind of figured that was my best chance to get out of the rundown as quick as possible, and so go back to third base. And try to get the tag, and I just avoided it the best way I could with the swim move, and it worked out great.
Well, I didn't see it live, so obviously I was mistaken on the setup because it went viral, and I saw all the viral videos that were out there, and I was like, all right, look at that back. I'm going to show that to my team on how to get back to third base. Have you ever had a play like that?
Oh, man. Yeah, it kind of just, you know, getting back third base, I was just trying to do anything I could. And then I get labeled the magician and stuff like that. So it's fun. It was a hectic day on the base pass, but we got the win. So that's all that mattered.
Yeah. You know that we talked to you several months ago. Pretty powerful conversation. I did tell the story just this week that I had my first fantasy football draft on Sunday, or last Saturday, and I wore your shirt. And one of the things that I love about your shirt is when I wear it out, it always sparks a conversation because it never fails. At least somebody is going to ask me. It's usually plural. Some bodies are going to come up to me and ask me about the shirt, never fails. And that's what I love about it, is it creates conversation.
Awesome. Yes, that's the goal.
And how's that been going, by the way, since you unveiled Plus One and you've been behind that? How's that been going?
I mean, it's surpassed anything that I could ever imagine for what the campaign stood for. And, just having uncomfortable conversations about race and, racism in America and what's going on. And, have these tough conversations with your friends and people who you just meet, and, saying that there's a lot of things in the world right now that, aren't right. And the campaign has been doing amazing. And obviously with the protests and, us not playing yesterday, it's a historic time in sports history, being able to say, hey, there's bigger things in sports right now. We need to take a step back and, let people understand that there are bigger issues right now. And that kind of ties in with the Plus One effect of being able to talk to people about these issues. And, these aren't just hotbed topics. These topics are issues that we've been dealing with for years and years down the road. So, I've been very pleased with how people have been responsive, especially the Oakland A's organization and where it's led to today. And when I wear the shirt, I get asked what it is, and I get the conversations going too. So the Plus One effect is, it's still in full swing and it's still full steam ahead. So I'm happy to say that.
I really thought that months ago, I have felt this way until this week. I really felt like we had turned a corner. I felt like things were moving in the right direction, and I felt good about that. I just thought there were a lot of good things happening. Change was happening. We had some great conversations with people like yourself and others. Kevin Weeks is a guy that stands out. I mean, I don't even want to start naming names because there were so many great conversations and interviews that we had on the show. And I felt good about where we were going, and it was going in the right direction. And then this happened, and Kenosha happened, and I had to get on here and say, well, I thought things were going in the right direction, but how can I possibly feel like we've turned a corner and we're going in the right direction if months later we're having this discussion again?
Yeah, this is not to say that this won't happen again, but, that's kind of why we decided not to play yesterday, is because we wanted to bring awareness of what's going on and how much of an issue this is of police violence and police brutality in the years that has led up to this point. So it's a stepping stone. It's, we're not going to solve these issues in one day, one or two days. This is going to be a building block to how we can solve and how we can be a change in the world that we want to see today. And, the toughest part is saying, when will it end? And, I did an interview earlier today talking about it was 57 years since Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And we're still fighting the same things that he fought, and especially with John Lewis and all the good trouble that he got into, we're actually still in the same boat. So, yes, we're having building blocks towards change, but we are still fighting the same fight that these wonderful men have been fighting ever since they came into this world.
Talking to Tony Kemp, former Vanderbilt Commodore, former Centennial High School star, now playing for the Oakland A's, who, by the way, have the second best record in Major League Baseball right now. Powerful team. Tony, I thought of Plus One Effect. Part of the component, one of the components of your have the conversation is have it with somebody that's got a different background than yours. I thought about that when I watched the tape of the press conference between with the Dodgers and Mookie Betts talking about how the decision was made for the Dodgers to sit out the game a couple of nights ago, and Clayton Kershaw standing by his side and sort of recapping how the conversation went. I just thought that was really symbolic about what has to happen, right, for others that maybe at one point in their life weren't engaged in this as much, maybe hadn't thought about it as much. That was just a great example of what I think what you've been trying to get going here with this Plus One.
Yeah, and just being with our teammates and talking with them and They're just like, we stand with you. We, you know, we don't know what it's like to have, you know, a black skin or a different color of skin in America and the world we live in right now, but we can empathize with you and we're with you. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that, you know, me, Marcus, and Chris Davis kind of felt, talking with our team and saying what, you know, what we wanted to do as a team. And all the support has been, you know, it means a lot because, you know, these guys are hurting. You know, we're hurting, and, you know, we could get a call about, you know, this could be our brother, our cousin getting detained by a police officer, and we might not be able to talk to that person again. So, you know, these conversations are important, and, you know, obviously they're uncomfortable and obviously they're just real. And I think it's important that you be 100% transparent with the person, you know, when you're talking with them. And even with the, you know, the protests yesterday, you know, a bunch of the guys, you know, you're going to look back on this day and you're going to see how monumental these last couple of days were, that athletes were willing to not play games because of the social injustices that have been shown in America. So it's been an important last couple of days.
This is always the tough question, Tony, and we spent pretty much our whole show yesterday trying to get to this, and that is where do we go from here? And it's a hard question because it can't be solved with a magic wand today, but What do you think about when you think about what's next?
I think the best thing that I saw that I can tell people is a member of the Red Sox organization. I think he was a coach. He came out and he said, you know, we aren't playing today, and I hope that a kid will turn on the TV and ask, why aren't the Oakland A's or the Boston Red Sox or the Philadelphia Phillies, why aren't they playing today? And we hope that the parents have to have a real conversation with their kids and say, you know, unfortunately these events happened, and have to explain to their kid why athletes are standing up for what they believe in. And that's where it starts. It starts with the generations. It starts with the younger generations. It starts with the kids who are going to be growing up in America, because they need to see the changes that we are trying to make, and we need them to be on the same the same wavelength that we are on. So that's the biggest goal in mind. Obviously in my mind is just to get those kids' mindset switched in the right direction to be able to understand, you know, why we did what we did. And, you can't really see the change that's happening, and especially with the plus one effect, you really can't see unless someone shares a story with you, but you just have to believe that more and more conversations are being had and more views are being changed. And we're not going to see all the change we want in one day, but we definitely can say that we stood up for what we believed in. And this is a stepping stone to more change that is going to happen in the world.
Good stuff. Tony Kemp with us. Tony, I do want to ask you one about your team, because it really looks like you got something special going with this team that you joined this year. That they have been a good team the last couple of years, but it just seems like there's more and more waves and layers of talent, and you guys look like you got a chance to do something special here.
Yeah, I always say that, especially playing against these guys on the other side, being with Houston, but now being with them, it's awesome. They're a bunch of grinders, man. It's a bunch of guys, just some blue-collar guys who just get on the baseball. It's not a lot of flashy, not a lot of flair, but just a bunch of hard workers and guys who, when they get in between the lines, they're serious about their craft. And it's cool to see. I feel like I fit right in because, you know, obviously coming up through undersized and just being able to always put the chip on my shoulder, I feel like that is what the Oakland A's is about. And, you know, the history, what this team has had, and, you know, they've been knocking on the door, and I feel like, you know, this is a year that we go deeper in the playoffs, and everybody believes it, and everybody, you know, they have that it factor. Everybody has that it factor, and if it's not Marcus Semien or Matt Chapman one night, it's Ramon Laureano, Robbie Grossman, or Stephen Biscotti the other night. So everybody picks each other up, and everybody kind of passes the baton, and Pixies are other up throughout the game. So I would say that's the biggest part of, you know, why our team has been successful.
We're talking to Tony Kemp, member of the Oakland Athletics, and they'll play the Astros later on tonight. But Tony, we always relate in sports to a number, whether it's your favorite player or what have you. You wear that number growing up, but obviously 42 means so much to Major League Baseball and Jackie Robinson, his legacy. When you have the opportunity to don that jersey, to put that number on, how does that affect you personally?
Yeah, I mean, for the past couple of years, every time I put that jersey on, you know, I get chills because I know that I wouldn't be in a spot, I wouldn't be having the career I have in the big leagues right now without, you know, this man, Jackie Robinson, who not only broke down all these barriers, but continued to play at a high level with all the hate that surrounded him and all of the, you know, the death threats that he received. He persevered through it all, and especially what we're going through in our country right now, I can't think of a better way to honor him tonight, you know, to put on that jersey and just to show, like, it's time for him. And the things that he did are, I can't imagine what he went through, but he played at a high level. He was a great teammate, and you could see how hard he played on the field. And, you know, to wear 42, you know, I can't really describe it. I can't express in words how much it means, but it's a special feeling. It's a special feeling to me.
Are all of you guys going to wear that tonight, or just you?
Usually in the big leagues, everybody gets the 42 jersey, and so we'll see. We'll see what they have in our lockers. Hopefully everybody's wearing it.
Yeah. Do you remember, Tony, the first time you studied or learned about Jackie Robinson growing up?
Yeah, I was in sixth grade. There's actually a picture of me. I was in sixth grade, and we were doing anybody who's famous, you had to do a 2-page report on it. And I had a big poster board of Jackie Robinson, and I played for the Franklin Storm at the time when I was 12 years old, and I even wore the jersey and put Robinson on the back. And yeah, I had a whole presentation about Jackie Robinson when I was 12 years old. So,
and so you put Robinson on the back of your baseball jersey. You played with Robinson on the back
for the project.
I oh, okay, Robinson okay.
for the visual effects. So, yeah, that was probably the first time that I really dove in and really got to know what Jackie was about. And you know, at a young age, I could even remember being inspired, and I still feel the same way today.
We have a kid on our baseball team, on our 8U baseball team, that his number has always been Altuve, and whenever we were doing numbers for this upcoming season a couple of months ago, his dad told me that he did not want him to have Altuve's number anymore, and you don't have to comment on that. I'm just telling the story, and he wanted to change it to 42, and so he's been 42 for us all season because of that.
Wow.
And I love it. I absolutely love it.
That is, yeah, I mean, the more I see how kids grow up, you understand that they're just sponges and how smart and how fast they learn. And, yeah, if you can send a message, tell that kid I'm proud of him.
I absolutely will.
Tony, one thing that we've talked about on the show that's been kind of cool is there's a group here in town that they're trying to bring Major League Baseball to Nashville. And the name that they would call this team would be the Nashville Stars, which is paying homage to the Negro Leagues. When you hear that and you see some of the, and I know a lot of teams have celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues and just the history that they had, the impact that they had. What does that mean to you when you hear things like that?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, if they do come to Nashville and they do pay all those tributes to the Negro Leagues, I mean, I would love to be a part of it one day, especially being close to home and especially what it means. It's deep-rooted, and, you know, these guys, you just have to understand and wrap your head around it. Like, you know, these black players weren't even allowed to, you know, be on the same field as white players, and I can't even imagine that. And they decided to make their own league, and you know, who knows all the stats and the statistical things that could have happened. or what could have happened if they were able to play in the big leagues at that time. But the Negro Leagues was definitely a special era of what players went through and how well they played the game of baseball. So if the National Stars is a real thing and I'm able to be a part of it, and it really is a real thing, I would get very excited about it.
Last thing, Tony, among all the other things that's going on in 2020 is this pandemic thing. How has that been? This is not a normal season for you guys. How has that been going through, you know, empty ballparks and all that?
It's honestly, I knew what I was getting myself into, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Masks everywhere. Can't play cards on the plane. Teammates can't meet up in other rooms together. You know, traveling, you have to have a mask to and from. I think the hardest part for me is, like, when you're really building chemistry with teams and, you know, for example, we had a homestand sweep against, I think it was the Angels and the Astros earlier in the season, and we fly into a new city. And usually that's a time where you kind of get the whole team and go out to a team dinner and, you know, get a back room and have, you know, that's where the camaraderie happens. And you can't even do that. And I think that's the hardest thing for me is not being able to be with the teammates off the field and really connect on a, you know, on a chemistry level. So it's definitely been a challenge, man. It's definitely been a challenge. Being in the cage and having to pick up all the balls with your gloves on and stuff like that, it's been a challenge. But all the guys here have been very cooperative because, you know, we know how much we love the game of baseball and we know how much this means to us. So we've been fighting through it and we've been getting through it, and I'm sure all the guys are ready to have some fans back in the stands to bring some energy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I've been to that ballpark. In fact, these guys know it. I saw R.A. Dickey when he was pitching for the Blue Jays versus Sonny Gray, little Nashville versus Nashville, at that home. And it's crazy. They got the flags. It's like a soccer game. I mean, it's loud. They're chanting and singing. It's a great atmosphere. Obviously, the stadium is huge, but, you know, it's a great atmosphere. How weird is it, you know, to not have any of that going on? You haven't been able to experience that yet.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You definitely have to get your mindset in a whole different realm. For me, it's, you know, usually I'm trying to feed off the energy of the crowd, and so you kind of have to, I've kind of been pretending like I'm in the minor leagues and I'm in low A and there's no fans in the crowd, and how did I get myself mentally prepared to play a game, you know, with no fans, going from playing in the SEC in Omaha to playing in front of 25 fans. So it's been a true challenge, but it's been good. I'd say one of the best parts about it is being able to hear the crack of the bat with no fans in the stands. That's probably the most beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, good to hear your voice again. Good to catch up. Keep up the great work. And by the way, keep up the great work on the field too. You guys are absolutely crushing it. This your best record in the American League. I think second best record in baseball. So great job to this point, and we'll talk to you soon down the road.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for using that plus one effect. Honestly, it does mean a lot, and continue to, you know, be this light in this world. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Tony. As former Commodore, now
let's just say it,
with the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, those T-shirts are still available. If you just go to Tony's Twitter, at Tony Kemp, it's easy to find. Just Google it, or just pull it up on Twitter if you're on there. There's a lot of ways to do it. It's easy to grab the T-shirt. You know, he's got the website, the link right there. I did it. I got T-shirts for the whole family. I'm having a little trouble. Me and my son. My son's over 6 feet tall now. It's pretty crazy. So we actually wear the same size T-shirt. So sometimes I got to figure out, am I wearing his T-shirt or my T-shirt? But they are in the heavy rotation in the Donick House right now. But the plus one effect, and like you said, Darren, it's a conversation piece, right? It gets you in the mindset. When you put that T-shirt on, you think about it yourself. That's good awareness. And then somebody you bump into, as you said, they're inevitably going to ask you, hey, what does that mean? What is the plus one effect? And then, boom, you tell them, and the process starts.
There's no doubt about it. That has been my experience wearing it out I absolutely get approached every time. It's without fail. And it's usually multiple times of, hey, that's a cool shirt. Like, what does that mean? And I love to tell them about it. So it happens every single time. By the way, we've got a tornado warning for Davidson County. Tornado warning for Davidson County until 1:15.
This rotation that they're looking at is right around where I am on the west side. So the Charlotte Pike area, they're kind of showing it right now that there is some rotation. So just be aware, get to your safe place, and if I step away for a second, you guys know why.
Well, we may step away as a show just to let everybody know. We may do that on the other side to wrap up the hour. We'll do that. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.